This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While I'm not a huge fan of asparagus, I know a lot of people are. With that in mind, I thought I'd share the fall planting practice of asparagus. Gardeners have been growing asparagus for more than 2,000 years, so apparently I'm in the minority. A well-maintained asparagus bed will start bearing 1 year after planting and will stay productive for 10 to 15 years. Optimal planting for bare root plants is in the spring, but fall is fine for rooted plants. You can purchase 2-year crowns from some nurseries and online that would be ready to harvest next season. If you plant 1-year crowns, you'll need to give them the full growing season next year before harvesting. Plant 4 to 6 weeks before a hard frost, which is generally below 28 degrees. While the average frost date for Zone 4 is technically today, September 15th, it's been getting warmer, except for last week. For Zone 5, it's October 15th. You've got a couple of more weeks in the upper Midwest. Asparagus is best grown in fluffy, weed-free soil. Dig a V-shaped furrow 6 inches deep. Plant crowns with the buds up in the bottom of the furrow and cover them with 1 to 3 inches of soil. Space the crowns 12 to 16 inches apart and allow 3 feet between the rows. As the asparagus begins to grow, gradually fill in the furrow with soil. Be careful not to cover any of the asparagus foliage. The furrows should be filled to ground level by the end of the first growing season. Add organic fertilizer. Dram sells a great one. Spreading the fertilizer on each side of the asparagus and cultivate it lightly into the soil. Keep your new plants well watered. I'll have all this information and more, as well as links on planting, on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.